Thank you for joining us on More Than That, a podcast where we dive a little bit deeper into what was preached on Sunday morning. We hope that this is enriching to your walk with Christ and that you love God and people that much more so that we can extend the glory of God to the people he has placed in our lives. So buckle up and enjoy the conversation.
Hey everybody, welcome to More Than That, where we give the pastor some more time to talk about the sermon from the previous Sunday. There's oftentimes, as a pastor, as a preacher, you have to cut out things for time's sake or for sake of the focus that still would be beneficial for the church. So this just gives an opportunity for the pastor to share that. So I'm sitting here with the preacher from last Sunday.
Yep.
Pastor.
None other than Rafael Gonzo.
Doctor candidate.
Oh, gosh. Don't do
that. Athanasius enthusiast. Say that five times fast. Where he preached this last Sunday on Isaiah 53. Kind of a part two of seven. On what God has done with our sins. And this last Sunday focused on my sin laid on his son. So, question we always ask, Pastor, if you had 10 more minutes with your church, what would you share with them?
I mean, just for me, the biggest thing, I think I wanted to lay more ground on just really like why, you know, I look at Easter and I look at what we're celebrating, but it's almost like you're on the mountaintop and you, like it's watching people. I think your confession, you know, the confession that you wrote for Easter was very, very, very helpful in terms of like, we live in the Saturday. Mm-hmm. But we live in the Saturday.
Post-Sunday.
Post-Sunday. But still, we're in the Saturday. Yeah. So the already but not yet kind of deal is like, we live in the Saturday, but we live in the post-Sunday. Like, so he's risen, but he's left us. They're still suffering. They're still sin. They're still all that stuff. But yet he's already conquered. So, like, just really, like, seeing that disconnect. Mm-hmm. I think what really just, you know, is so important is trying to connect, like, the daily grind of the Saturday with the sunrise of Sunday. You know,
we live next Saturday.
The next Saturday. Yeah, we live next Saturday because now we're waiting for him to come. Yeah. So just really like, what does it look like to kind of live in there, which is now at least like the penalty of our sins has been paid for, and that also is just like maybe just really kind of, out of even spend some more time, just really, which is what I'm gonna be doing in the next couple of weeks, like digging a lot deeper into, man, if he's paid, why is this, how then do we relate to our sins? Mm-hmm. And then like at the same time, like just recognizing the fact that him paying for our sins gives us his righteousness, and his righteousness really redefines our relationship with everything. You know, we follow his footsteps. I think that's what I said. We follow his footsteps. We have a new relationship with sin. Hmm. And that relationship, we're not sinless, which is really like, we're not sinless because sin still is in our members, but we have been redeemed. Mm-hmm. You know, and now we have a new relationship with sin altogether. The way, And I think just simply because sin remains present, we sometimes think we have the same relationship with it, that like it's you know, I can still say yes to it easily.
Right.
But recognizing that like there's a, that what Jesus did at the cross, and I think that's, this is actually like what the 2000 years ago, 2000 plus now, years ago, is something solid, historically accurate. He truly died. He rose again, and he rules and reigns today. So therefore, just claiming to be in him, like, already puts me in a different relationship mm-hmm. with sin.
Yeah.
And so therefore, like, it's a real different relationship with sin altogether. Sin doesn't have as much dominion on us as it used to have.
Yeah.
So that's now, like, that Saturday, we sometimes can be swallowed in under the gloom of the sin around us and almost believe the whisper that I still have you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so that seductive whisper that says, I still have you. You're still mine. You're, mm-hmm. We're still here.
Right.
But really, really, like, having to, that Saturday leaving is really just like, hey, even though you offer me deals on a nonstop, I still have a different relationship. I'm dead to you, mm-hmm. you know. And that's really just watching how we do not, like, I used that hymn at the beginning, which is really becoming very something that I'm starting to do more often, just meditate on the hymns,
mm-hmm.
Where he basically, where August Toplady says this, on the rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side, which flowed to be sin, to be of sin, this a double, the double cure, you know, save from the wrath and then make me pure. Like, so it's like actually like, yeah, we're saved from sin, but really just like focusing on, okay, so what?
Yeah.
So now what? And I think a ton of times we spend more time just obsessing and looking at our sins and everything that we forget. And which is really like what I wanted to spend time on even more is just fleshing out the what John Piper says, God is the gospel.
Yeah.
1 Peter 3:18. God, Jesus died to bring us to God. But like, to bring us to God kind of sounds like if we're not careful, it sounds like, yeah, Jesus took you and he's bringing you to God, but what do you see in God's face?
Mm-hmm.
What's his face like? What's it? And in a ton of times, because we still kind of don't have that transformed yeah. relationship, different kind of like...
We're stuck on the first Saturday.
Yeah, like what has he done with our yeah. sins? Unless we really truly root ourselves in like, man, our sins are killed, they are dead. We will not really enjoy the last benefit, which is what I talked there. Like as in like, we get to run after the prize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the sins I've committed, it's like, I've spent more time just saying, I'm not going to commit this sin. I'm not going to commit this sin. I just want to be. And then I kind of just like, and not realize that the best way for me not to commit this sin is for me to literally run after the prize for which I was rescued from that sin, which was what? God himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so really at the end of the day, it's what, Thomas Chalmers has a book. It's so tiny, like very, like one of my favorite. It's called The Expulsive Power of a New Affection.
Mm.
Like, and so for him in there, like he says basically like, I mean, this guy lived centuries ago. But he say basically like, in order to drown out an old love, you have to literally press it into a new love.
Mm-hmm. Instead of running from something, you're running to something.
Yeah. So a ton of times I feel like we spend most of our times like, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. You know, sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Okay, great. We can sing that. You know, thank you. I'm free. But the point is that if you are free, because you can be let out of prison and you could be jumping, I'm free, and you're outside the gate, and then it's like, okay, all right, so what?
Yeah.
The go and leave life. Go, run home. Like, go home, hug your wife, enjoy those that you've been reconciled back to, the church.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what was that freedom for? It's almost like a prison warden looking and seeing, oh yeah, you pitched a tent outside. Why did we free him?
Yeah.
So I see, for me, this hymn is like that double cure. Is like, hey, by the way, yeah, we freed, but like, remember there's his righteousness put on you. Man, this is like a new country. Explore. Don't stay at the border.
Yeah.
Like, man, like, you know,
yeah,
you're brought in and like all of a sudden it's like, yeah, man, like, yeah, I'm now a citizen of the United States, but you still stay right there in El Paso. And you're just like, yeah, man, like, and you've just been brought across the border and then you just stay right there.
Yeah.
Man, but have you seen the unsearchable riches of like, man, and left alone, you will... It's almost like...
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so...
So...
Yeah, just... It's the main thing is to explore the righteousness that we've been given.
Yeah.
I think the more we spend more time just like exploring, being set... Just like... It's easy for me to come and convince you of what else you need if you are not convinced of what you already have.
Yeah.
Like, and that for me is actually like Jesus saying, hey, like open wide, hey, you can get to enjoy God.
Hmm.
And it's like, and then all of a sudden it's like you're just staying right there instead of actually like saying, hey, what's in here? It's like watching my kids like, walking into like let's say a water park or something like that, they, you know, if I were a kid, I just wouldn't go and just play in this little pool and that's it. I want to experience all the rides, you know. So anyway,
a few things came to mind, but kind of like Luke 15 with the prodigal son, how like when his brother came back and his dad like, you know, slayed the fat calf, and he did all these things for his product, his son that returned.
Yeah.
The brother was like, you know, what's going on, Dad? He got upset, and his dad was just like, all I have is yours. Like, he had access to the whole checkbook.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't do anything with it. Mm. And he was embarrassed. He was frustrated with when his dad, you know, splurged a little bit. When he, this whole time his brother was gone, he had access to the full range, to the full bank account.
Yeah.
He could have had a fad calf whenever, but when his dad slays one for his brother, he gets upset. You know, I thought about how many, it's interesting when you go to like a military base, how many veterans, retired veterans, live in the town right outside the base.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm out. And like, they just drop their duffel bag like right outside the gate.
Yeah, I'm just staying here.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, there's a bunch of analogies I could think of, but all the freedoms that are afforded, but what do we actually take advantage of it and enjoy it?
Yeah. That's now like the biggest thing is that this was a calling to God, to enjoy him, to get to know him, to, and something that stuck out to me last week was, and this just blew my mind, like watching, you know, watching the way angels respond because of just the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Luke 15 is like the one that just, there is joy in the heavens when sinners repent. Like, like watching angels respond before God, Isaiah 6, like as in like they're worshiping him, holy, 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 and they're mesmerized, they're blown away. You go to Revelation, they're like literally taking off their crowns and they're worshiping him. And watching just like the fact that like Peter, I think he's the one who says angels long to look into these things. Like they're even blown away by like grace. Mm-hmm. The concept of grace is so foreign to them. They're like, they long to look into these things. And it leads you now into like the author of Hebrews, who's like, guys, this is better. This is better than Moses, this is better than angels, this is better than like, he's like, Jesus is better. Like, this is a great salvation, but yet our salvation can suffer that neglect.
Yeah.
That neglect of actually like, and for me, it's that. Like, if it mesmerizes and blows angels away, what am I missing here? Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and then all of a sudden, you know, what am I missing? Is it something? I think a ton of us end up giving up on a faith that we haven't even explored.
Yeah.
And then someone, it's like that dude, I think in South Africa, there was a guy who sold a gold claim for like $20 and then sold it, moved on to a new place. And then only to find out that was probably the richest gold claim in the whole,
jeez,
you know. Yeah, so it's like, it's exactly that. We sometimes, when I hear people say, I'm deconstructing, I'm doing this, I'm evaluating, like, man, Christianity is not for me. I'm like, yeah, you just drove, like,
right.
You were hardly, like, right outside the barracks and then you never even discovered everything, you know. So, yeah. So that's what like my prayer is as we kind of go into this, and just like, hey, like this coming week, you're forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, like, what would it look like if this was not like hindering you anymore? What else could you discover?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
that's good, man. There's a lot. I had a professor said that the gospel's so simple a child can understand, but so deep you can't possibly fully understand it. So it's, you know, people probably are like, how are you going to spend 7 weeks on one topic? Like, just watch.
Yep.
So this is looking forward to it. So for those of you who are listening, if you haven't heard the sermon from last Sunday, please go back and do so. This is meant to be an addition to, not a replacement of, the Sunday sermon. So please feel free to go back and do that, listen to that. And if you have any questions, please, we're always open to answering questions, to helping you dig deeper into your faith. So if there's anything you have questions about, there's a link on the Church Center app, and you can also email info@citychurchpa.org. So, as always, thank you for listening. And this is Gus Bird.
Raphael.
Have a blessed week.